Welcome, everyone, to another edition of CCK Live. I'm Mike Lestrito, and today I'm joined by attorneys Maura Black and Elise Phillips. In this episode, we're going to spend some time breaking down VA's budget and legislative proposal for fiscal year 2024. So as way of background, each year, VA proposes a budget that outlines where it would like funding to go and what its priorities are for the upcoming year. The proposed 2024 VA budget is the largest budget proposal in VA history, in U.S. history, and it is intended to support veterans, veterans' families, caregivers, and survivors. So in terms of the total requested budget for 2024, VA has asked for $325.1 billion, which represents a $16.6 billion increase, or a almost 5.5% increase above the fiscal year 2023 budget enacted level. So it's a large sum of money, obviously. Importantly, this budget has only been proposed, and so it still needs to be approved by Congress. It's likely that there will be changes and tweaks to the proposed budget as it makes its way through the legislative proposal. So we'll have more details likely in the coming weeks as the proposal makes its way through the legislative process, but this is what we know as of this moment. So what's included in the budget? The 2024 VA budget, proposed budget, allocates funds for several different programs and initiatives. I'm going to turn it over to Maura and Elise, and they will go through in more detail some of the major goals of the budget.
Thanks, Mike. I can get us started with the first item that we wanted to discuss, and it's the expansion of healthcare and benefits for toxic exposed veterans. As many of our viewers probably know by now, the PACT Act, which was landmark legislation that President Biden signed into law last year in approximately August of 2022. This act expanded VA healthcare and benefits and provided a pathway to benefits for millions of veterans that have been exposed to burn pits, Agent Orange, herbicides, and other toxins during their military service. So the proposed budget requests $20.3 billion in 2024 for the Cost of War Toxic Exposures Fund. This is $15.3 billion above what was requested in 2023, and the funds are meant to be allocated for healthcare, research, benefits delivery, all of which will be associated with veterans' disabilities associated with exposure to environmental hazards. These benefits are also earmarked for survivors of veterans who have experienced disabilities as related to their military service and the toxic exposures that they experienced during that service. Elise, do you want to move on to the next one?
Yeah, so the next thing we're going to talk about is the investment in preventing veteran suicide. So both VA and the Biden-Harris administration have noted suicide prevention as a top priority this year. This budget provides $16.6 billion in 2024 for mental health efforts, including suicide prevention. That's up from $15 billion in 2023. Part of the budget includes $559 million for veteran suicide prevention outreach programs and an estimated $2.5 billion in suicide-specific medical treatments. So among other efforts, these funds will support VA initiatives to provide free emergency health care to veterans in suicidal crisis at the VA and at non-VA facilities. This will help local organizations provide or coordinate suicide prevention services for veterans and other eligible individuals and their families. Maura, why don't you take the next one?
Another item that we commonly see when reviewing legislative proposals is that VA would like funds to perpetuate their efforts to end veteran homelessness. So veteran homelessness has decreased by 11% since 2020. And VA permanently housed more than 40,000 homeless veterans in 2022, but there is still a lot of work to be done in this area. So the budget proposal would invest $3.1 billion in providing homeless veterans and veterans at risk of homelessness with permanent housing, access to healthcare, and other supportive services.
Next, we're going to talk about supporting women veterans' healthcare. According to VA, more women are choosing VA healthcare than ever before, with the number of women veterans using VA services tripling over the last 20 years, growing from 160,000 in 2002 to more than 627,000 today. The budget invests $257 million for women healthcare and childcare programs to increase access to infertility counseling and assistive reproductive technology, eliminate co-payments for contraceptive coverage, and support full-time women veterans programs at all 172 VA medical centers. Investments support comprehensive specialty medical and surgical services for women veterans, including $1 billion for women's gender-specific care.
And along similar lines, more generally, the budget would propose to invest additional funds in veteran medical facilities generally. Our veterans deserve world-class healthcare facilities, and a fun statistic, it's not actually fun, but a statistic that I learned when we were preparing for today's discussion is that the median VA's hospital was built nearly 60 years ago, compared to the average 13-year-old facility in the private sector, as sort of a means of reference. So the budget for next year would make a historic investment of $4.1 billion, discretionary and mandatory, for construction to begin to restore VA's aging infrastructure and provide veterans with state-of-the-art healthcare facilities. The budget would also set aside $5 billion investment funds in medical care funding for non-recurring maintenance to improve medical facility infrastructure. Elise, do you want to talk about the funds that have been allocated or that are proposed to be allocated for the caregiver support program?
Absolutely. VA expanded its program of comprehensive assistance for family caregivers to eligible family members and veterans of all eras on October 1st, 2022. Currently, there are 45,500 veterans participating in the PCAFC across the country, including territories. The budget recognizes the important roles of these family givers in supporting the health and wellness of veterans and requests $2.4 billion for the caregiver support program to fund staffing, stipend payments, and many other services to help empower family givers of eligible veterans. Funding allows for further investments and improvements, allowing VA to reach and support more caregivers than before.
Thanks, Maura and Elise. So as you can tell, there are a number of proposals and initiatives within the proposed budget. These are just a few of, you know, what we think might be some of the more important and interesting ideas that are being proposed. With all of this stuff, the devil is in the details, so to speak. The proposed budget is highly detailed. We would recommend anyone that is interested to take a look at the proposed budget for themselves. In addition to some of the initiatives that Maura and Elise discussed, there are some other notable allocations or proposed allocations in the budget. Some of those include $480 million for the operations and maintenance of the National Cemetery Association, funding to hire and train additional employees across VA departments, so think healthcare workers, claims processors, other employees. The expansion of cancer research and treatment projects, and the investment in overdose prevention and treatment programs, among many more. So we hope that you found this information helpful. Like I said, it's highly detailed, and we would encourage anyone that's really interested in this area to take a look at the fine details and review the proposed budget themselves. But again, we hope that you've found this information useful and helpful, and we hope that you can subscribe to our channel and look at our video and blogs for more veteran-related content. To learn more about this topic and other topics mentioned in the video, please take a look at our entire YouTube library. And as always, thanks for watching.